Hi, I'm Niamh.
And I'm Kevin.
And welcome to the chaos.
Each week, we invite you into our chaotic lives.
We talk about anything and everything. So buckle up, enjoy the ride,
and get ready to embrace the chaos.
Hello. Welcome back to Welcome to the Chaos.
We are back again.
Two in a row. We're doing well.
Listen, that's 100% rate.
So far for 2024, from when we started, we are still at 100% attendance. And Kevin got 3 posts up.
100% rate. Thank you. Thanks very much.
I don't know if you can hear that clapping, but I'm clapping, Kevin.
I could not hear a
thing. Oh, okay.
It was just silent, like flapping of
you
hands.
Just saw that.
It was lovely.
But yes, Kevin is the one who's been posting the Instagrams. I have been posting the TikToks because we don't know the login. I'm so confused. I don't know what the login is for TikTok.
No idea.
No
because
idea.
The username is the same.
Unless.
So God only knows what the password is.
Unless you did
your own password.
That's what I'm going to say. Or I did it off my own TikTok or something.
Oh.
I don't know.
But it's working, so we're fine.
Anyway, Kevin's creating the posts for me, which is what I need the help with, really.
What am I using here?
Are you using Canva?
I'm using Canva.
Yes,
it's
love it.
So good. It's so good. It's so easy to use. It has so many more tools. Like I was using CapCut.
Yeah.
But it's got so many more tools. It's so much easier to like replace
video
files. So it's like as soon as you have it set up, you can easily swap it out. So like
perfect.
It's
create your template
very,
for
very
the week
easy.
And then just like
that's it, you see.
It
exactly. Exactly.
Love it. Love it. I love Canva. I think Canva's great. And it
it's
was only
unreal.
it was Rian was saying it to me about editing, being able to edit reels on Canva. And I was like, that's how people are doing it. Because you see people on TikTok and reels and they're putting in these really nice captions and little effects. And I'm like, you don't have iMovie or like Final Cut Pro for editing things.
Yeah.
I was like, what is everyone doing? And Rian was like, it's probably
but
Canva.
It has so many templates, like actual templates that you can pull and you can just put your clips in and stuff. I was like, I don't like the look of some of them. I was like, do you need to be our brand and stuff?
Fair.
And it's so handy having our color scheme saved as well.
That is handy, isn't it?
So it was like, it was just pulling everything. It was so easy.
Yeah. And we have
not
the pro.
Sponsored.
No, but we have the pro. But Kevin, you're paying
for
the pro.
Am I paying for the pro?
You're paying for the pro. Do you know that?
I didn't know that. Sure, look.
You're paying
Does that
for that.
Sound really awful? I don't know.
I get the notification every month about the
and it's coming out of my
it's
account.
Actually coming out of yours. oh, because actually it was because I was paying for what we used to use to distribute the podcast, whereas now we're going to Acast,
yes.
Which is free.
Is
so,
so
shout out to Acast. None of this is sponsored. We're not big enough to be sponsored.
No,
we just like using these things. Anyway, chaos, can I go first while I remember what I was about to say last week?
Yeah.
Remember, I was like, I feel like there was something else.
Yeah.
And again, I shouldn't be laughing. I shouldn't start me laughing because it's not a funny situation. But when I am uncomfortable, I laugh. So we were out in this place called Pitt Meadows. Really kind of random town we drove out to, but really nice. It felt like Ballincollig Regional Park or something, you know? Really nice place. But then there was like some random kind of little towns and like houses in there. So we went, stopped in for, I just got like a water or something and we kept on walking. And then we came back through like the towns. It was like a really cute, like boutique kind of town center place. It was just really random. And then we heard this awful bang and I looked to my side and a cyclist just fell. But I thought he had literally like gone too far over a speed bump. What had actually happened was someone opened their car door on him. Yeah. Yeah. It was crazy.
That is so dangerous. Oh
now,
my God.
Like, there was people there to help him. So I think we didn't stay, but he was like fully on the ground and like he was moving, he was alive. But I was like, oh my God. Mental. Absolutely
You have to have such bad luck for that to happen.
I know.
Like, what are the odds that you're going to be cycling past someone as soon as they're opening their door?
But it was on the driver, really, because he clearly didn't look.
No.
When
and
opening
that's
the door.
That's one of the one things that you, like, it's drilled into you.
Yeah.
Is you look before you open that damn door.
Yeah. Yeah. So that happened. Yeah. Then last night, one of my roommates just came in and woke me up at 4 a.m. Went, how are you? And I was like, you're right. And they just walked back out of my room. So we think he was sleepwalking because he doesn't remember it at all.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. So that happened. And then I had a mental dream last night. Now, my dreams are always mental. Like, always mental. But it was in our park, Kevin. Down okay. the end of the road was actually like a train line.
Right.
But also had like a van, a motorbike. Then I was on the SkyTrain and the SkyTrain pulled into the train line or something while another train was coming. And then it was like the driver was like, shit, like I'll open the doors quickly. Everyone get out. I'll try close them again before that train comes in. And then the train just crashed into the SkyTrain and started like moving everyone along.
What the fuck?
What the hell? My dreams are mental.
Mine are gone very vivid.
Mental.
Do you know I woke myself up with a sneeze the other week?
You did?
Did I tell you that?
No.
Right? I woke myself up with a sneeze. And you know when you're in and out of sleep, so you don't know what's real and what isn't.
Yeah.
So I woke, sneezed, and then out loud went, why am I awake? It was horrible. Because I wasn't ready to come to be awake, but yeah. My body just went, we're awake now. It's like,
oh, that's so strange. Yeah. But otherwise, I don't think I actually have any chaos.
At all.
All this week. I don't think so.
Damn, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yep. How about you? I nearly joked.
Were you going to go again there?
Huh?
I thought you were going to cough again. You like took
sure.
a breath that looked like you were going to cough the other way.
I don't think so.
I don't think I have any chaos. I had like the beginnings of chaos earlier and then it went away. Okay. It was when I was on the bus home. It was just after I was texting you.
Yeah.
That I was on my way home. And next thing the bus just started like slowing.
Mm-hmm.
And it stayed slow. And it was on Marybrough Hill. So it was like barely moving.
No.
We were like, no. Because it's always like around there that it breaks down. Anytime yeah. I've been on a bus where it breaks down, it's always around there. So then Alex was like, he's going to pull in somewhere safe. And I was like, no. And then he pulled in. We were like, no. He was just letting cars pass.
Okay.
And then he got going again. It was fine. And then we were like, oh, we're laughing. And then it happened again. We were like, oh no.
Oh no.
Go again. But it just never broke down. It was just always like nearly about to stop.
Okay.
So it was just like, we were like slowly chugging along.
Yeah.
And I was like, I hope we break down for the chaos, but I hope we don't.
It would have been inconvenient, but good for the pod.
Always thinking of the content.
Yeah, always.
So no, we had the brewings, but not never quite got there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Quiet week.
Yeah. And then I asked for chaos.
Yeah.
And
no
we got none.
It.
And I just want to just make you all aware that all 12 of you listening, that, you know, we're a tiny, tiny podcast.
Bitches, basically.
Kevin's words, not mine. I appreciate you.
And I stand by it.
But yeah, I just think, you know, we just still have to laugh at ourselves that we're like, oh my God, yeah, send us this, do this. And no one does because no one really cares, do they?
It's, you know, keep us humble.
Yeah. They're like, girl, no. You're not big enough to be posting Q&A little stickers on Insta yet. No.
We can dream.
Get back in your place.
That's the goal.
That's the goal. And funny you say that, Kevin. Because
is it?
We said, well, this is me just thinking that I want to touch on goals today. So Kevin coming in with the very smooth
segue.
Into goals. Kevin, what do you think of the concept?
Oh God.
What do you think of the concept of goals? Like, what does it mean to you? Is it part of your life?
I think whether I like it or not, it is.
Okay.
Because a lot of the time, if I don't set myself goals, I won't do anything.
Okay, and when you say set yourself goals, do you
I mean small goals.
Minuscule day-to-day things.
Day-to-day things.
Okay.
Because that to me is a goal. Because if I work towards something and I have a little reward at the end, I'm happy to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Long-term goals, I don't really do.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. But I think goals can be a healthy motivator sometimes.
Okay. Is that all you have to say on it?
No, I'm
You're just sprinkling.
Sprinkling the seeds.
Sprinkling the seeds. Okay.
To open up a conversation.
Okay.
After you very naturally asked me what I think about goals.
I know. I didn't tell Kevin until we started.
No.
And even meeting that I was Alex like, let's talk about goals.
Alex was like, what are you talking about this week? And I was like, I don't know. He's like, isn't he going to spring a topic on you and you're just going to have no prep and you're going to talk about it? I was like, probably, yeah.
Well, you didn't ask and I only decided this morning, so. No, but I think goals mean very, very, very different things to different people.
I would think so, yeah.
And to me, goals freak me the fuck out, to be honest.
Okay.
Because I don't, the way you say you have your like miniature goals,
yeah,
I don't even really have those. I, in my head, I don't classify them, let's say, as goals.
Okay.
I just, they're my to-dos. They don't feel like, yes, they feel like accomplishments, but they don't feel like goals that I need to accomplish.
Okay.
If you get me. They're just little tasks that I need to do.
Yeah.
But then like long term, I feel like I don't have any. And I you know, should I? That's kind of what I find myself asking myself sometimes. Like,
because a lot of people confuse not having goals with not being ambitious.
Yes.
And having no ambition and no drive.
Yes, because I think I'm a very driven person.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily know what I'm working towards.
Exactly. But you're working.
I'm working.
Like, so I think that's where it's almost like a guilt of, I have nothing to work towards.
Yeah.
So I don't have any goals. Therefore, I have no drive, you know, which is why I feel like I'm working towards something. If my little to-dos, if I look at them as goals,
yeah,
it's like, I did that today. I worked towards that.
Mm-hmm.
I ticked it off my list. That's my goal done. So like my little jobs. But in terms of long term, I don't really have any, but that's just because I'm grand. Like,
yeah. And like, because all of my friends really around me want the whole settle down, go back to Ireland, get a mortgage, buy a house, get married, have the kids. Like, I feel like they're all kind of indirectly working towards a goal. Like, they all know eventually they want to land
that's
somewhere.
The end goal. Like,
yeah, they want to land somewhere and they want to set up their life there. Obviously, plans can change, but you know, I feel like a lot of people around me have that kind of mindset and have that to work towards. Whereas I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want to settle down. I'm open to getting married. I would like to get married. I think that would be fun. But like, it's not a goal of mine. And I don't want kids. Like, I don't want to settle. I don't want to buy a house. Like, I'm totally fine if I never own a house, I feel.
Yeah.
So then it's like, well, what do I have to live for? Jesus, that sounds very bad. Not that.
No, but
that's
like,
not what
I
mean.
What do I have to work towards?
What do I have to work towards within my life? Like, I feel like I just have no direction of where I want to be headed.
Well, you just said they're what you don't want. So there's a lot of things that you could want other than them.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not as confined as it's set out to be, if you get me.
Yeah.
That like, especially in small town Irish mindset.
Yeah.
It's, you stay in the same place, you have your kids, and then you're still in the same place.
Yeah.
After all that. So it's like set in your head and all through your lives, all through, since you're like 5 years old, if you're friends with a girl or something, it's, oh, look at their girlfriend or boyfriend now.
Yeah.
Like, geez, that's, they'll be married, imagine now in 10 years, you know.
It's all so traditional.
It's
like,
all so traditional of, this is what life should be.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think it is just a younger generation thing of just kind of do whatever.
Yeah.
And
I feel so weird that I don't want to own a house. Like, because everyone says rent is dead money. And fair enough, I get that. But either way, if you're renting or if you have a mortgage,
it's the same
you're
thing.
You're still paying money. Now, obviously, I get there is a big difference in owning your own space. You don't like, if you want to change the color of a wall, you can do it.
You can
do your own things. But to me, I just, renting is fine for me. I can see myself being very content to rent for the majority of my life. I'm also someone who loves cities. And
yeah,
Vancouver, for example, if I was to try buy a house in Vancouver, hilarious.
It's just not possible.
The thought of even trying to get that is just absolutely hilarious. So I can see myself just hopping around cities for a long time of my life and just renting apartments, because I think it's cute living in a little apartment. Like, I enjoy it. It's just me. I don't need a lot of space. Like, so, you know, I'm happy to do that. But I feel wrong almost for admitting that I don't want a mortgage. I don't want a house. Like, it feels like I'm doing the wrong thing. Just because, yes, the way we grew up and Irish mentality is to kind of get the mortgage, get the house, save for the house, save for the house, you know, the whole time.
Yeah.
And because I have a lot of my friends who want to do that, I then feel like just so odd for not wanting to do that. Yeah. But like, it's okay. Isn't it?
I do feel like that lifestyle is the way forward, because I think it's just going to be, honestly, as time goes on, I think it's going to be harder and harder and harder to actually get a mortgage. Mm. Buy a house, like all of those kinds of things are becoming more and more difficult. That it's just, but the reality for a lot of people is they will be renting their whole lives anyway.
Yeah.
But it's like you said, with the dead money thing, it's the same concept of you're paying money to live somewhere.
Yeah.
Was I off somewhere? Was I going somewhere?
I don't know.
I think it's interesting that you think that it's, that you're wondering if it's wrong.
Yeah. It's a total like pressure on myself that I have to feel like, because I have for a very long time have always felt so different to my friends in the type of life that I would like to live. So it's just, you know, I don't have too many people around me who have the same kind of, and I suppose not values, but like, I don't have those values.
Yeah.
Whatever the opposite of that is. Like, it's very rare that I meet another girl my age who doesn't want kids. And when I do meet them, we're literally like, oh my gosh, like, you're like me. And I'm like, what? Like, I've never met someone like this. So it is really, really nice when you eventually do meet a friend who has that same kind of doesn't want to move back to Ireland, is totally open to just like keep traveling for a while, doesn't want to settle. So every now and again, you do meet someone like that and you're like, oh, okay. Maybe I'm not so abnormal with this. So it's comforting to know that there definitely are other people out there like me. But majority of people in my life are not like that. So then it just makes me feel like I'm very much outside of them, you know?
Yeah. And because most people my age are in college and are just finishing up college and stuff.
Yeah.
They're all very career driven.
I hated leaving college. Because I wasn't career driven.
Yeah.
Then seeing everyone go off and do their thing, that's a whole other different social kind of pressure on yourself, I feel.
So it's just weird seeing everyone applying for all these jobs and stuff. Yeah. They're like, you know, in quotes, big boy, big girl, blah, blah, jobs, right? And I'm like, happy out to be making coffee all day, every day. Do you know what
and
I mean?
And that's all that matters.
But it's similar in that I feel almost that that's the wrong way.
Yeah.
Because it's the same concept, just a different thing.
Yeah. We're just at two different, we're just like two stages
different
of
stages
life.
In our lives.
But we're both the oddballs.
Yeah. And it's just funny seeing all these people going like, Jesus, like, you know, all the deadlines and everything, getting into jobs and stuff. And I'm like, la, la, la.
Yeah. And I was only talking about it with a friend last night, how I don't think I appreciated my time in the cafe.
No.
Like, because for a lot of it, I actually just worked 4 shifts. I had like 2 days off during the week, and then I worked either Saturday or Sunday. And I loved my days off during the week.
Were you only doing 4 days for a lot of it?
For a lot of it, actually. Yeah. Kind of after COVID, I actually did 4 days a lot.
You were. Oh my God.
Yeah. It was amazing. But I didn't appreciate it at all.
No.
No, I did. I knew I loved having my day off during the week, at least one of them. And a lot of the time I had two. I don't know, there's just something nice about it when like everyone else is at work and you're off. And you're just like, oh, now I know I was in the weekends, but like still, I loved my weekday days off.
Yeah. It's like if everyone's in school and you have an appointment and then you get to have your little day to yourself, you're like,
yeah.
Or you know, when you're out shopping on a weekday and you're like, what are all these people doing here?
I only thought this. So, because I took a sick day Wednesday and I had to go out to get something. What was I getting? I can't remember. Can't remember. But I had to go out. So many cars on the road. So many people around the place. And I was like, what are you all doing? I know I'm off sick from work, but what is everyone else doing? Like, and Peter said the same. He was in the gym. He finishes early sometimes on one of the days of the week. And he went to the gym. He's like, it was really packed. He's like, why was there so many people there? But then he was like, well, I was also there.
I was there.
So
I stopped breathing there.
Oh, that happens to me so often. Oh. I thought my costochondritis is coming back. But I don't think it is. I think it was just a moment. Enough. I was like, oh, here we go. Stressing myself out again.
I thought I was having a heart attack today.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
I couldn't breathe. And then I had to drink water. I was fine.
Okay.
It's grand. Like, I just, you know. You know when you have those moments where you're like, uh-oh. And it's like,
you see, I'm constantly having those moments, Kevin, because I'm constantly anxious. So I'm constantly, oh yeah, oh, breathe me. I mean, I'm constantly almost about to hold my breath and pass out. Oh, I'm half joking.
Half.
Anyway, yeah, I think that's all I have to say on goals, that I don't have any. I don't have any of these big, like, I want to do this, I want to be this by the time I'm this. I'm just like, if I could just make more money, I'd be happy. Am I doing anything really to try and make more money? Not necessarily. No. But yeah, otherwise I feel like I just have no goals. And almost if I tried to get myself some, they wouldn't be genuine. Does that make sense?
Right.
It's like I'd
if
be pulling
you
from...
you were looking for a goal.
Yeah, it's like I'd be pulling from what other people want.
Yeah.
I don't actually know what I want.
Interesting.
Yeah, I might create a vision board.
You've done that before, haven't you?
I have
You've
done that before.
Boards, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where it's gone. Do you know when you update your laptop and then it goes to like the default screen? I don't know where it is. But I don't know, will I make one of those?
See, I would associate like making vision boards and journaling and stuff with goals in a way.
Fair. It's not like, let's say you're defining 1, 2, 3 goals. But it's kind of like, if my life went in this direction, I wouldn't mind it.
So that to me is working towards something in a way.
A sense of goals. Yeah.
Because when you said vision board there, I could never make a vision board.
No?
No, it's just not how my brain works that way.
Yeah.
I just kind of bop about.
Kevin's just always strutting around the place.
I kind of am.
Yeah. It's a vibe. We're here for it. It's a vibe.
What did you say to me the other week? You said, very random in just the way that I just exist.
Yeah, I can't really remember.
I was
I can't remember what it was in context
that
to.
I was going to Liverpool to
Yeah. By the way, Teddy Swims came up on my TikTok, the Lose Control one.
Oh, yeah, that's his big one at the moment.
In my head, Teddy Swims was like a Fred again person.
Who's Fred again?
Like
oh, no. He's very,
he's almost like soulful.
Oh, like proper soulful.
Yeah, so that's why I was like,
he has a voice.
Like, it's very random for you to be going to someone like Teddy Swims when had no idea who Teddy Swims was. I thought it was more of like a kind of dancey, ravey kind of guy.
No.
And I was like, that's very random, Kevin. Now this makes a bit more sense. Yeah. So. Yeah. Yes, that was, yeah. You do something sometimes. And I'm like, you're just so random, but it's great.
I do kind of just do things though.
I love it. It's the best way to be. It really is. As you say, just bopping along.
Just bop along. Who needs goals when you can just bop along?
Love it. That's a potential title in there.
See, because I'm never tied to any one thing.
Yeah.
Because I have nothing I'm working towards.
Fair.
So at the drop of a hat, I could just go, I'm going to go do that.
That is great.
Oh, we figured it out. Goals are shit. Who needs them?
Kevin's just had a new sense of his life.
Listen, it took 24 minutes. I'm here.
And we just got our time warning. So
warning.
I feel like that's a perfect time
I
to
think
end
that was
on
good.
that.
I figured
Love
out a
it.
whole new philosophy, and now we're going to go talk about some music and shit. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Love it. That sounds about right for you. Yep. On brand. Okay. Who wants to go first? Me or you?
I think I went first last time, so you can go first this
Where
time.
is my phone?
It's a lovely question.
Under my knee. That's why I couldn't see it. Okay. So, been kind of slacking on the reading this week. I did read a chapter like two nights ago of Harry Potter. So, need to get back on that. Then, I just finished season two of Manifest. Did I
Oh,
speak
yes.
on this last week?
You spoke about Manifest, I think.
I did, yeah.
Or else we just spoke about it. But I do
really
remember
can't
that you
remember.
Were watching Manifest.
Yeah. Anyway, I finished season two. It was pretty decent overall. It came back around to be pretty good. But then I said it to some of the lads and Alison was like, oh God, Manifest. I was like, oh no,
oh
I don't think they
no.
finished it yet. Apparently it lulls a lot.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll just slowly keep, I've just been watching it on my lunch break. Like, it's just kind of handy to throw on. And then me and the two boys started This Is Us. It's on Netflix. Over here it is anyway. Have you heard of
Is
it?
that the one with all the people?
Yeah.
Like,
Like
there's just a
dysfunctional
load of
family
different
kind of
people.
thing.
Like, yeah.
Sterling K. Brown, Justin Hartley, Mandy Moore. It's fantastic.
Really?
And I mean, like, a show has never captured me so much straight away. Like the first, like, I can't even tell you the premises of it because you need to watch it. Because the first episode, you're like watching away and then you're like, oh, okay, I see, right. And then it's just happened again in the last episode where you're like, geez. And then you're like, oh wait, oh my God. Like, there's so much to each episode. It's
Niamh,
what?
you can't entice me with the show
Sorry.
because I'm already overwhelmed with choices of things that
Sorry.
I need to watch.
It's phenomenal. Like, each episode has just been like, there's just so many layers to it in each episode. It's very emotional.
Is it heavy? Like,
I wouldn't say it's too heavy, but it tugs on the heartstrings. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, it tugs on the heartstrings. But we're just on season one, and so far it's amazing. Like, incredible. Absolutely incredible. I also love Sterling K. Brown.
He's brilliant.
Do you remember him in the... Have you seen that episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine? The box?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I mean,
See,
that I've watched that episode about 17 times, so...
When I think of him, I think of Frozen 2.
Oh
he's
my
in
God,
Frozen
he's
2.
in that as well. I just love him.
Yeah.
Just him, his voice, everything. Oh.
Everything.
Everything. Anyway,
yeah,
and
he's
then...
magnificent.
Oh, this is so weird. So I just opened my Spotify and it's
Oh,
come
the
up with
psychic
Song
thing.
Psychic. This is kind of
That
funny
kind
to
of
what we were
asks you
talking
about
about is, what area in life has you seeking answers? Love, school, friends and family, career. I'm in between love and career. Honestly, at the moment, career. What's going on here? Like, what's it doing?
I didn't like my one.
Song Psychic.
Oh, it's sending you to a new website where it gives you more options, I think. That's what happened to me.
What answers do you seek? What the hell is this? Race.
So
Do you know what
that's
name?
the same. It's the same thing. It gives you options. So, but it gives you more options. So I clicked my future.
I just want to tell you what songs I've been listening to.
Yeah, that's the only question.
No, mine came up with loads of cards.
Yeah, I know, but you have to pick a card. It's the original one was just a prompt to get you to go to the website. This is the actual thing. You just pick one of them.
Oh, well, it's gone now.
Well, I picked
Anyway.
my future and then it asks you to give it a question. So I was like, I just clicked the first one. It was, will I stay in my hometown? And it gave me Yes And by Ariana Grande. I was like, okay, sassy.
Right. Have I been listening to anything new? Probably not.
No.
Again, Kevin, I'm loving our blend.
Oh, I still haven't touched it. Sugar.
I really enjoy. Oh, Jake came out with a new song. Well, sorry, Surfaces came out with a new song featuring Jake.
Oh,
It's
cool.
called Don't Let Me Down, and I really enjoy it. There's a key change. We love a key change.
We love a key change.
Are you referencing something, or did you just say it weirdly?
I was just saying we love a key change.
Oh. It sounded like you said it wrong.
We love a key change.
Okay.
The way I said it, is it?
I don't know. It just sounded funny in my head. Anyway, I actually don't think I have anything really new that I was listening to. It's just all the same old stuff. I love my... Okay. I'm in my...
You...
I enjoy my comfort musics and I don't branch out too much at all.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, what you been up to?
I'm nearly finished Ted Lasso.
Oh.
And I'm not ready for twins.
No, I think I sobbed through the entire last episode.
And like the last 5 episodes, nothing sad has happened. I've been on the verge of tears the entire time.
Yeah.
Every time Alex looks at me, he's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah. But it's just the most wholesome thing in the world.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
And it just portrays so many healthy types of relationships between different people. And oh my God, it's so good. That's the only telly I've been watching. I haven't watched any new movies. And I'm back. I'm 15 again, Niamh. 21 Pilots have a new song out.
Oh, interesting.
And it's completely
You went to
me.
See them. Didn't
I did
you?
Go see them 5 years ago yesterday.
No way.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So 5 years on, I am back in there. I am back.
That's
in.
Gas.
They pulled me in. And then on the other side of that, I'm still gay because Charlie XCX's new song called Von Dutch.
You're
out.
Still gay?
Surprised, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, in case anyone needed to be reminded. Those are the only 2 new songs.
Oh, you normally have a lot.
I normally do. I want to make a playlist and I want us to update it with our Welcome to the Chaos songs every week.
Oh.
I want a Welcome to the Chaos playlist.
Okay.
Just putting it out there.
Okay, you can, yeah, you do. What do you need from me?
Can we make it on the Welcome to the Chaos account?
The Welcome to Chaos
account on Spotify.
Spotify? Oh, I don't know.
Can you make playlists on that? I don't know how it works.
I don't know how it works either.
Either that or I'll just make one and just add.
Do I need to have Spotify for podcasters or something?
I don't know what that is.
Sure, I don't even know how to get it out into my own account on Spotify.
Oh God, yeah.
I can do some digging. Because that would
or
be
else,
cool.
Or else I'll just make it just because I think it would be cool to have just everything in the one spot.
That would be cool.
Yeah. For all the people that don't interact with us to go find it.
Kevin, you're anyway. Coming through with the content this year. I love it.
I know. Love my brain's it. Just moving. I'm just working towards things, setting goals.
Okay, well, okay. We better go. Thank you very much if you listened. We appreciate you. I enjoyed that episode.
I did too. I always enjoy it when we talk.
As opposed to
bullshit.
Oh, fair. When we have an actual, like,
when we have
genuine
conversation. That's coherent and slightly intelligent, maybe.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed that one. Anyway, if you also enjoyed, please download this episode. We'd be very, very grateful. Give us a follow on Instagram if you're not already. We're also over on TikTok where you can see all of our content. And we give you little snippets before the episodes comes
before.
Out.
Before, yeah.
So, yeah, that's all I have to say.
Lovely stuff.
All right. Thank you very much once again. And you'll hear from Anagas. And you'll hear from us again
you'll
next week.
You'll hear from Anagasakapata.
Okay. Have a good week.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.